The U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Kurt Campbell and his deputy Scott Marshall arrive in Burma Tuesday for 2 days of high-level meetings. The U.S. officials will hold talks with senior leaders of Burma's military government, as well as opposition leaders, including Aung San Suu Kyi, who is currently being held under house arrest. The visit has been welcomed as a positive change in Washington's Burma policy, from one of isolation to engagement. The Secretary General of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, Surin Pitsawan, recently told VOA that Washington's willingness to talk with Burma, also known as Myanmar, is opening a new ballgame for the region. He says countries in Southeast Asia are looking forward to seeing adjustments from both sides.
This is a new opportunity, and I think all of us in ASEAN, every member state, recognizes this new opportunity. And I think Myanmar itself recognizes that this is a golden opportunity for engagement, for interaction, and for dialogue, which is well and good, and I think it's going to be good for the region.
The 10 members of ASEAN are Brunei, Burma, Cambodia, Indonesia, Laos, Malaysia, the Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, and Vietnam. ASEAN has upheld a policy of engagement with member Burma, while occasionally criticizing the military government's rights abuses. Earlier this year, President Barack Obama's administration said neither that engagement nor U.S. sanctions had brought about democratic change, and that Washington would move to pursue high-level meetings. Aung San Suu Kyi has welcomed the change in policy and the visit this week by U.S. officials. Nian Nguyen is the spokesman for Aung San Suu Kyi's political party, the National League for Democracy. He says they hope the high-level U.S.-Burma meetings will bring about an unconditional dialogue between the NLD and the military government.
She is ready to compromise all the things, all the economic, political, and she wants to meet the junta to compromise about the situation.
The U.S.-Burma meetings this week follow signs of a possible thaw in relations between the military government and Aung San Suu Kyi. Aung San Suu Kyi recently said she is prepared to work with Burma's military government to see economic sanctions against the country lifted. At the ASEAN summit in October, Burma's prime minister indicated they could lift some restrictions against the detained Nobel Prize winner and allow her to play a role in the country's political reconciliation if she behaves. Although they have not spelled out what they want from Aung San Suu Kyi, Burma's military government has been seeking endorsements of elections planned for next year. Critics say the military has already rigged the constitution to keep themselves in power, and rights groups say they have been imprisoning dissidents and opposition supporters. David Steinberg, a professor of Asian studies at Georgetown University, says he is not very optimistic that Burma's military government will respond positively to the new U.S. policy or release the country's more than 2,000 political prisoners. But he says U.S. engagement is still needed to get out of the current stalemate.
The military are going to be around in terribly influential positions in that society for the foreseeable future. And it is very important that the United States deal with the military, know who they are, know the individuals, and then be able to appraise how we might affect change.
The United States, the European Union, and others impose damaging sanctions on Burma for suppressing democracy and human rights. Washington says while it will hold dialogue with Burma, the sanctions will remain in place until there are signs of real democratic change in the country. The United States wants Burma to release political prisoners, including Aung San Suu Kyi, and allow next year's elections to be free and fair. But few analysts expect Burma's military government would allow Aung San Suu Kyi to participate in the elections. The NLD won Burma's last elections in 1990, but the military government ignored the results. They have kept her locked up for most of the time since. The last senior American politician to visit Burma was U.S. Senator Jim Webb. He met with Burma's military leader Tan Shwe in August when he secured the release from prison of American John Yetaw. Yetaw was facing 7 years of hard labor for an uninvited visit to Aung San Suu Kyi's house, where she has been detained for most of the last 2 decades, despite international pressure for her release. Webb was also permitted to visit Aung San Suu Kyi, but while Yetaw was released, the democracy leader's house arrest was extended by 18 months. Daniel Scharf, VOA News, Bangkok.